Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Yay, it's Friday. Beauties, it's me, Dr. K. I'm facial plastic surgeon in Los Angeles. For those of you who don't know me, I host Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today we're talking about something that's flooding my DMs, comments, consults. It's Ozempic face. I am so interested in this phenomenon of what happens to the face when we go on these weight loss shots. They are revolutionary. They are life-changing. But if you're one of the many patients using GLPs like Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Tirzepatide, Zepbound, these drugs definitely affect facial fat and they change the way you age. Let's get into it. So your metabolism might be great after taking weight loss shots. Your body weight and BMI are going to be amazing, and you will feel so good, but you will look in the mirror and feel a little older. First of all, what is Ozempic face? It's a nickname that refers to these facial changes that occur losing weight rapidly, especially on the new injectables. And we've had similar conditions occur for a long time when people had gastric bypass, stomach stapling, extreme athlete face, all of the weight loss things, the fads, the things that people have done in the past. And these side effects with facial fat loss, they sometimes are difficult to reverse, and nobody's talking about it right now until it's too late. So I'm seeing patients come in with a lot of devastation of their facial fat aging, and actually the face needs fat to remain youthful. So unlike traditional dieting, it's a much faster weight loss, and it's related to the subcutaneous fat. And unfortunately, that includes areas of youthful fat pads of your cheeks, your temples, your buccal space, and all of those kind of things. The face starts to deflate and hollow and look gaunt, and sometimes you look much older than when your weight loss began. So the subtle signs are, you know, maybe your makeup doesn't sit the same, you notice your cheekbones look very angular, your eyes feel a little sunken, your nasal folds can be more pronounced, there's loss of contour or sagging near the mouth and jawline that wasn't there before. Patients often tell me, I feel great, I've lost the weight, I'm healthier, but I look in the mirror and I don't recognize myself and I feel older. It's a big disconnect. So now the exciting part, there are solutions and we can treat Ozempic face, absolutely. If you're losing a ton of weight and you've got more than a centimeter of skin laxity, you are a candidate for a facial surgery like facelift, neck lift, skin tightening procedures. We are going to start by analyzing your face and seeing where the typical volumes have been lost, typically the mid-cheek, the cheekbone, and the buccal space. And these are the key structural zones that give the face a lifted, heart-shaped appearance. So step one, we're going to try to restore volumes in those areas. If you're not headed to surgery, we are going to do some major maintenance and facial foundation building with collagen stimulators. So I use collagen stimulators based upon what the patient's needs are. A lot of fine lines, laxity of the facial ligaments, I might be using hyperdilute radius. If you are missing the plumpness and volume and youthfulness of the dermal fat layer, we might be using things like Sculptra. If we're missing the temporal fat and large volume areas where I want to recreate soft contours and lift, NanoFat is superior. The sad thing is you have no more fat left because you've lost it all with weight loss shots. So NanoFat may not be an option. Actually, it is the number one best option here, but all of the collagen stimulators will help to encourage your naturally existing fat, the little remnants of it, to perk up and maintain. It will tighten facial ligaments. They will help to support the facial structures. I also use Renuva, which is a regenerative fat matrix that actually encourages your body's fat to live more successfully. It builds the foundational matrix and extracellular structures where fat cells can live and your own fat cells take up house there and prosper. So these treatments, they don't just mask aging and facial volume loss, they actually work to regenerate youthful architecture. Now, I didn't say what's my favorite. I didn't say who needs to get what. I'm just telling you all these options are out there and the science has shown really nice results with hyperdilute radius. I can say that because I've published my own study. on a series of patients at the beginning of their 25 to 35 pound weight loss. We track their facial metrics with two visits, 1 month apart, and hyperdilute radius treatments. We're able to get beautiful volumization and return of facial fat loss and actually prevent Ozempic face from happening. So two syringes, 1 month apart, the hyperdilute treatment is pretty revolutionary for full face results. So I'm really happy about that small pilot study, but more studies need to be done, of course. I think that Galderma has a great study that's out there as well, but they're using facial fillers like Restylane Lift in combination with Sculptra. And so that is the lifting and volumizing effect of fillers. In my patients right now, fillers are a little bit on the back burner. I still love a hyaluronic gel filler, and I will use that expertly and judiciously all throughout the face. But in general, I'm transitioning a lot of people into more collagen-stimulating bioregenerative treatments. If you're taking a GLP-1 and you are already starting your weight loss journey, don't worry, it's not too late. Even if you feel like you've lost some facial fullness, you've noticed sagging or skin laxity, there's so much we can do to reverse and restore. And that's my protocol to reverse and restore. So ask for that when you come visit me and we will take you on that journey. Our goal is to help you reflect your vitality and your strength and like really feel good about feeling metabolically fit now. And if you haven't started your GLP-1 shot yet, but you're motivated, do not have fear. Come and see us. Let's map and maintain. So I'll do 3D facial mapping of your face. We'll take a look at your current youthful areas and we will maintain them. And let's have a conversation. Let's make sure we get you on a facial maintenance plan. And that's going to be two sessions, about a month apart. It doesn't matter to me if we want to use any of those collagen stimulators. Every choice is going to be better than doing nothing. I believe in beauty that totally evolves as you evolve. And those of you who are thin and gaunt and just not able to keep weight on, you're going to notice those facial changes, even if you're not on a weight loss shot, even if you're just an athlete. But it's so important to not let your facial identity disappear as the pounds on the scale go down. So guys, think about weight loss, an Ozempic face prevention plan for your faces. If you have friends that are on these shots, you know that they can really look like a different version of themselves. And it's important to tell people there are options and I really want them to come and see us. So if you found this helpful, share it with a friend or someone on their weight loss journey. You can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find amazing products like our collagen stimulators, collagen peptides. I put it every morning in my coffee. And my brand is actually the best with 12.5 grams of collagen peptides per serving and 12 grams of protein. Keeps you satiated and gives you building blocks to grow collagen support. And don't forget your Retin-A, our diamond liner fine, and our high-dose retinol regenerator. These products are simply amazing. You must, after age 30, be on a Retin-A, and certainly as you get on weight loss shots to help maintain your skin and dermis. That's it for now, guys. Stay healthy, stay slim, and stay beautiful.